Let's turn to the Vision Home Loans newsline now. We're joined by Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department as we're continuing to look at the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. And Kathy, there's a lot of things to look at to make sure that your home is fire safe for Thanksgiving.
Yes, good morning. It's that week where we're going to be spending a lot of time in the kitchen. Number one day for kitchen fires, Thanksgiving Day. That makes sense. Followed second by Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and then this Wednesday would be the fourth most common day for fires. So really a good time to be paying attention. That unattended cooking, that's where people get into trouble this week. We have people over. It's a little more chaotic than normal when we're cooking. Often our kitchen is cluttered, and so that is when we see problems that start to happen in the kitchen.
I've seen all sorts of problems in my kitchen. So I mean, whatever example you have, I think I have a worse example. But why don't you say, what's the most, I guess, common thing would be hot oil spatters that cause burns?
You know, a lot of people are now frying their turkeys. Admittedly, they're very delicious. However, there is some risk with coming with frying turkeys. Number one thing, make sure that turkey is fully thawed. If your turkey's not already thawing in the refrigerator, boy, it might be a little bit too late because we're already into Monday, unless it's quite a small turkey. Don't overflow that oil if you're frying that turkey. Oil and water clearly don't mix. When that oil spills over, you can have some really bad fires. And then if there is an incident, you never put that out with water. We did a demo just recently, and Cario was a part of that demo where we showed some problems with frying a turkey, and those are big fires. Make sure that your turkey fryer is in a place where, not on a wooden deck, where there's not going to be combustibles, that the structure's not too close. We don't do that in the garage. We don't have kids and pets running around, and we're definitely staying with that fryer the whole time that it's cooking. That's really hot and can be really dangerous if that tips over.
Yeah, and of course, if you are looking to do a fried turkey this year, also making sure that you have the right size fryer as well, too, because I know that there's not exactly just one size, and that helps make sure that those ratios and everything is proper.
Right. Overflowing that oil, putting too much oil is really a problem. And, not all of us fry a turkey. Just be careful in the kitchen itself where, there is a lot going on. There's a lot of people around. Even how we decorate, we tend to, light candles and we're not paying attention. There's lots of chaos. And so just be a little more cognizant of things that maybe that are not in your routine. Having people around that are maybe not normally around, if you don't have little people in your kitchen, know that they might wander through and you have to take special caution when you're in there with a lot of people around.
Right. And my personal favorite that I did a couple of Thanksgivings ago, which I should have known better, I put the turkey on a platter, a ceramic platter, and then because it was taking a little longer to get ready, I put it back into the warm oven. I mean, it was not off, but still it was warm. Sure. And then the next thing you know, we hear this as that platter shattered into a million little sharp shards that then exploded out of the oven when we opened it.
No judgment here. We've all done dumb things in the kitchen. And unfortunately, it's usually when there's a bunch of people around because
right.
You're out of your routine. So just kind of sneak outside a little bit and no platters in the oven. That's right.
And of course, make sure too, as you are getting everything going, getting prepared for that holiday meal, to maybe watch some of the additional beverages you might be having too. Because I know the holidays are already stressful enough and you don't want to have any of your faculties lessened and make these even worse in the kitchen.
That's right. Drinking and holidays, they kind of go hand in hand, but so do fires and alcohol. So I realize there may be a need for that drink with some of the family activities that are going on, but just be aware of what you're doing, and especially when you're in the kitchen.
And I bet your paramedics also respond to a lot of knife incidents, slicing incidents, don't they?
Yeah, it's a busy weekend for sure. There's just a lot going on. As Andrew mentioned, people, they're drinking, getting in car accidents. So we're really just asking people be careful. And as was aforementioned before we came on, it's dry out there. So So if you're smoking, if you're doing things that involve fire outside, please, please be careful of how you dispose of those cigarettes or whatever you're doing that could start a fire. It's dry, it's windy, and we are in a time when everybody needs to be careful.
Well, as always, every week we're very grateful and blessed to have you on sharing these safety tips. Thank you, Kathy Hook with Colorado Springs Fire.
Thank you. Have a great week.